Obviously, a fourth starter is Dan Scooter, the new Jaguars outside linebacker, and a guy who's going to play that auto position. He joins us now via telephone. Dan, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Very good. You know, a year ago, the Jaguars tried to fill this new auto position with a guy named Dakota Watson, and it didn't work for whatever reason. Now they go out, they grab you from San Francisco. First of all, what's your understanding of the auto position, and do you think it's a difficult player to find?
I think it can be, just because that player needs to be good at a lot of different things, which is something I pride myself in, so I'm excited to try and give everything I can to get that done. But it definitely could be a difficult position to get somebody for. As far as I can tell, and what I think I'd like to see it be, is just a guy that can really set the edge in the run game, beat up on tight ends, and then to be able to be good in pass coverage and still provide a good pass rush. So, you know, that's a lot of different things that it takes it, I think, a unique person to be able to do, but hopefully I can get it done.
When I talked to you last week, Dan, you mentioned a lot about the versatility, and you specifically said that you don't really, not that you don't concentrate on pass rush, but you don't overemphasize it, and you take a lot of pride in doing a lot of things well, maybe all of the things that a linebacker is supposed to do well. Is that your understanding of what they want out of that spot?
It seems to be. I think it's kind of an evolving position. It really kind of caters towards the guy that's playing it. I think what they would really like to see is a guy, like I just mentioned, that can do all those things. And I think that they've been, in the past, had to make it. I'm not really sure. I haven't watched enough film to be able to tell you, really. But I feel like they had to make it into a position that it was something that they weren't really looking to do, but it kind of fit the guy that played it. So I think if they had everything they wanted out of the position, it would be able to do a lot of different things, and I think it'll be able to do that. So it's going to be really good.
I think you're kind of unique in that, you know, most defensive players, especially guys on the front seven, they want sacks, and that's how fans measure people. But yet, you know, that's not your overemphasis, if you will. Is that just, does that say something about who you are, or where does that come from?
Yeah, I don't really know. I just get excited about little things, I guess. I don't know what that is about me, or I don't know what you want to say about it, but it's just something I get excited about. I really get excited about being out on a receiver and jamming them and giving help, good help to a safety or a corner that's trying to, you know, read 2-1, just helping the guys around me. Just get excited about a guy coming in the huddle and saying thanks and being happy to be my teammate, and just helping everybody on the defense get better. So I really think you can get, I mean, sacks are important and they're huge plays every time one happens, but I think real value is making everyone else on the defense better as well, not just, you know, yourself off getting sacks.
Huh. Dan, if you were to make a list of all the things that the Jaguars' defensive coaches want from this new auto position, how many of them were things that you did in San Francisco?
I feel like at one point or another, it was just about everything. You know, San Fran really asked a lot of their outside linebackers, and Coach Fangio really emphasized us being able to be really good at dropping and be good pass rushers and being great at setting the edge. And, you know, I think through my development there, it's basically at one point or another, I've done everything that I'll have to do here. Between there and then playing stacked, I did a little bit in Cincinnati and a little bit in San Fran, so I think I'll be comfortable in that situation as well. So really just kind of through my experiences in the NFL so far and playing so many different positions, I've done everything at one point.
Grab a Twitter question for you. Fans all around the country and around the world, for that matter, with the Jaguars' presence in Europe and the United Kingdom, weighing in here on Jaguars.com Live. Let's grab Bobby. He wants to know, you know, what is it about the Jaguars right now and playing for them that is exciting to you as a brand-new free agent?
Well, just starting with what they've done in free agency, that's all I really know so far. Just bringing in guys that are really high-quality guys that are still young and ready to go and to make an impact on this defense and this entire team and all different positions. And just, like I said, seeing who they got and the excitement around the building and the commitment that they have to being a playoff team and being a really good team is exciting to be around. And just something you just, it's kind of it spreads throughout the locker room quickly, and it just helps everything with, you know, weightlifting and preparation for each week. It just makes it that much better. So I think they got a lot of that going on right now.
We're visiting live with Jaguars outside linebacker Dan Scuda, who joins us on the phone and obviously from San Francisco. You know, you left Cincinnati, went to San Francisco, and showed up at a time where the Niners and Jim Harbaugh were turning the thing around. They were taking the talent and they were molding it into a team that would compete for the NFC Championship for the next 4 years. Give us a sense as you walk into this situation. How similar are they from your perspective to where the Niners were 4 years ago?
They're really similar, where they feel good about the team and the direction that they're heading, and just being really confident in their idea of how to build a team. I felt like when I got to the Niners, they really had a good idea of that and were confident as a group that they were doing the right things. And I feel the same way about Jacksonville, and I mean, I think you're going to see that pay off on Sundays.
I was wondering, Dan, if you could comment on the nature of the free agency process. And I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, you go into this, and you don't really have an idea of maybe where you're going. And then within 2 or 3 days, you sign a contract, you're here, and your future is set in a place that you really don't know that much about. It's an odd job interview, if you will, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's extremely odd. And you really got to trust your agent, and my guys, a little shout out to Rep One. They did a great job with me, and just being sure that they're giving you all the information, and you got to really be good at working with them and really trusting. And for me, it was a little bit better knowing that I'm going to end up in Jacksonville. It's hard to wrap around. You're getting moving to a different part of the country sometimes, but for me, I live in St. Pete already, so being in Jacksonville isn't too much different. It's really 4 hours away. I understand Florida living and how hot it's going to be for camp and everything. So that's comforting to me.
But that said, there is that element that when you showed up last Wednesday, this was all new, and you sort of had to get, you know, that was your first real feel for who these guys were and what they were about, right?
Yeah, that's true. There's definitely that element where you're walking in and you don't know what to expect. But I think with that first meeting with Coach and all the different coaches and walking through the facility with them, it kind of was, my mind was a little more at ease after that. So there's definitely, it's hard to, like I said, hard to wrap your head around at first that you're going to be in a totally different position. I mean, I'm as far away from San Fran as I could probably possibly be. So it's definitely much different, and it's exciting, though. I mean, it's fun to be able to move around and live in different areas for a couple years at a time.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Chris Borland. He's in the news. You played with him. Any thoughts, surprised, or just what's your take on that situation?
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know that Chris had any issues during the season. I never really talked to him about concussions or anything that he had issues with. But yeah, definitely surprised, and I just wish him the best. I know he's a really smart guy. He's got a good head on his shoulder, so he's going to be fine going forward. But just so bad that his career got you know, cut short, or he cut it short, because I'm sure he'd love to play for pretty good.
Well, you know what's interesting, and it's the 24-hour news cycle that we live in these days, Dan, and that is just the amount of reaction, both supportive and people questioning Chris in his decision to step away from the game. Were you surprised by the reaction, or did, you know, to me, it just seemed to make sense. Here was a guy that, for logical reasons, was making a decision that was in his best interest for his long-term future, keyword being his. And I was a little taken back about the way that people were critical of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, once again, I don't really know, but it's people get out. They don't really mind their own business in this situation because they see all the money that he could potentially make and say you're crazy. But, you know, Chris doesn't care about that. He wants to live a healthy life and not have to worry about things when he's older. And I can definitely appreciate what he's thinking and understand that, you know, if you're not right, you don't need to be out there.
Ultimately, every player has to make that decision on his own, right, Dan?
Absolutely. That's everybody's, you know, that's their personal decision. And if he doesn't feel right about it, he shouldn't be out there. He's just going to be risking himself more if he's going to be out there, I'm sure, all the time.
All right. Dan Scuda joining us, new Jaguars outside linebacker. Welcome to Jacksonville. We'll look forward to seeing you here in North Florida in the next couple of weeks.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Dan Scuda. We certainly appreciate him joining us on Jaguars.com Live.